राहुल, सो
Bro, I have joined as well.
ओ यू आर हियर, अरे बढ़िया.
Yes.
आई कैन नॉट सी यू फॉर सम रीजन, आई
Oh
कैन ओनली
damn,
नाइदर
neither
कैन
can I. Neither can I. I can only see the host, no one else.
आई. राहुल
On my
ही
screen, you both are visible. The host is visible and Ayush is visible. So I don't know what is happening.
आई थिंक इट वर्क आउट फाइन, क्योंकि द ऑडियो इज रिकॉर्डिंग, सो दैट वोंट बी एन इश्यू. एनीवे, वेलकम टू द फर्स्ट एपिसोड ऑफ वॉरकास्ट पॉडकास्ट, ब्रॉट टू यू बाय
Yay!
वॉरक्राय.
Introduce some background music here.
ड्रम रोल,
Badum, badum, tish.
बादम. सो आई विल जस्ट इंट्रोड्यूस यू राहुल एंड आयुष टू एवरीवन एंड एनीवन हु इज लिसनिंग. Because I already made a podcast before this one, which was called the Episode Zero, which was about Warcry. So this is technically the second, but we will number this as the first episode. So Rahul is he is the founding, one of the founding members of Warcry, and there was some there was some story in between, but he is the drummer of Warcry, and he is an excellent
explains
drummer.
explains everything.
Yeah. And Ayush, when did we meet Ayush? Which year? 2019?
I believe it was 2019. Yeah.
Yeah.
2019,
Yeah, early
before the Pliny gig. On the day of Pliny gig. on the Pliny gig day. Yeah.
Oh, did we? I
Yes.
couldn't attend the gig, but I met you guys.
We met at CP.
I remember that we met at CP and his leg was broken.
Yeah, at
And
that
he
time I
was
was
just
recovering from
talking
my
and
accident.
smoking cigarettes to kill time just because the gig was at 9 and we were there by 5 p.m. So we had 3 or 4 hours to kill the
Now I remember that. So yeah, I was just recovering from my accident at that time,
Right.
and when we jammed for the first time, that I remember.
That was love at first jam.
Yes. He was very well prepared for nobody expects people to be very like this prepared on the first jam. They just like come and do whatever they want to and just they are just there. Bro,
But
you
he
won't.
was
Bro, you
very
won't.
prepared.
Bro, the
Yes.
thing is, it was the first thing that came towards me. I was looking for bands or looking for artists to collaborate from a long time, but this was the first thing that gave me a response. So
Okay.
in a long time, so I was like, okay, now I have a shot. I'm not going to fuck this up. So
That
I
jam
had a
was
word
fun.
with, yeah. So I had a word with Tanvir before that. So I was like, okay, what are we playing? What are the inspirations?
Yes.
What are the songs that the drummer is playing? What are you playing? What can we cover?
Right.
So it was like, yeah, that he told me about Psilosis, Lamb of God, Panther, everything. So I was like, okay, Psilosis karna hai. So he gave me that Terrace. So he sent me the link that, yeah, we'll be jamming this one.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I have to prepare this song. Okay, because this is the first time I'm listening to Psilosis.
And
And I
it's like for with us, it's like In Waves by Trivium is a default warm-up
yeah.
song for
Like
everyone. So whoever
you
comes in, you
walk
know.
into the jam room, you connect to the guitar,
Yeah.
there is some Tanvir will be like, in wave, and then it's all gone. You
Someone
wake
will start playing
everyone.
it. Yeah,
Next
you wake anyone.
3 minutes are gone.
Yeah,
At
totally.
least.
It's
Just gone in air.
it's longer than 3 minutes, but
But we usually play till the bridge section and yeah, the bridge
uske
section, yeah.
baad. No one
Yeah.
remembers the solo, so
Who the fuck
we
has
just
covered the
decide.
solos till now? Like, we are playing that song for 2 or 3 years or more than that, but no one has fucking covered the solos.
Yeah, that is like very
Okay,
surprising.
the thing is, see, the thing is, we know the backing rhythm to the solos, okay? So there's a
Yep.
catch. We are all waiting for a lead guitarist to come in and just play the solos. We are all ready to give him a backing. Okay, please,
Yeah,
please play the solos.
everybody's ready. But we are so
Everybody's like,
patient.
not me, not me.
No one even tries to like improvise over that. Everyone is like on the rhythm on that
No
section.
रिदम दो, राहुल राहुल बजाएगा रिदम दो.
भैया आप पहले कर लीजिए. वी आर देयर, वी पीछे से आएंगे.
And midway the song, you realize, okay, the patch is fucked up, the volumes are not there, the
That is
levels are
always
fucked up,
fucked
and
up.
then that remains constant till the end of the jam, and I don't know why.
No,
Indian band starter pack.
that is because we don't
Indian
have
band starter
we
pack.
have excellent guitars, now you have an excellent guitar, but we do not have good processing.
We need to record a separate episode for my guitar. Come on, guys.
surely.
And we completely forgot. Ayush, a very happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I was coming thanks, to that. Guys. Yeah, happy birthday, Ayush.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're now 25, as discussed.
नहीं बताना था किसी को.
I thought you were more than 25, but no problem, it's good.
I'll take it as a compliment, you know.
Yeah. It's a long equation to get at the right number, you know.
Yeah.
It's a complex, complex calculus. I remember this during that jam, we were having another gentleman who came to the jam pad. That was before Ayush, I think, before we met Ayush.
Yeah.
I believe there was someone before me, and then I believe Paul came after I was about to leave.
No. Paul came with that guy.
With that guy. Rajesh or no, not Rajesh. Some R guy.
Some John Doe.
Yeah, he was also... never mind, I won't describe him. But yeah. But
let it be.
He was good, but Ayush is Ayush. So...
No. I was talking about the bassist. But the person who came before Ayush, I want to talk about him. And if he is listening, then very well. But
So we have to... and now remember who you are talking about. Yeah.
So that fucker, he came in and he was drunk. He was coming from a party or a show or something and he was drunk.
Mm.
And he was, I don't remember the jam exactly, but he was all over the place, like, you know, drifting from one place to the other. And he was totally drunk and messed up. And I was like, kya ho raha hai, aise kaise band banega, you know?
Bro, yes, you just yes, missed yes. out on the opportunity of having Dave Mustaine in our band. You realize that?
but bro,
he was our Desi Dave Mustaine, you know?
Yeah, might have been.
After the first album, we were about to kick him out. And then he would have started another band. And then we were in the big four in India.
But Dave Mustaine is like, he could drink, he could do every chemical that's out there and still be able to play all those crazy stuff. But
yep, that fucker couldn't even stand.
Ab uska first copy loge to kuch to dikkat aayegi na baba.
Indian copy.
Indian copy Dave Mustaine tumhe sab chahiye usme.
Made in India.
Yeah, so after that, Ayush stepped in and we three for 1 hour. It was good.
Yeah,
I also remember I had a train to catch that night. I finished the jam, I took my gear and I caught the train and I went back to Lucknow. Because I had another appointment.
Living the tour life.
So much dedication.
Yeah.
I was waiting. Okay, let's just finish by 9. Just finish by 9, guys. I have to leave, guys. Finish by 9.
And I believe we did. Like, we were asking for 10 more minutes.
We vibed so much that day that I couldn't personally wait. Okay, let's cancel my ticket and just wait and jam here for a couple of hours more.
Could have done that.
Could have done that, but...
then I think the other bassist who came was Raj.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raj, we had a jam session with Raj at the last. And
yeah,
he bounced some ideas and yeah, it was decent.
Oh, you remember he rolled up that organic tobacco and
cigarette.
He used to smoke
Roland cigarette and within I don't know, we had only completed one or two sentences and he had already rolled one and put one in his mouth.
Not even two sentences. It was like half a sentence. He was that
what kind of magic was that?
It's like complete art form. But yeah. That was awesome.
No,
but
it is an art form, man. I completely respect that art form and I believe someday I can learn that.
Oh, we'll definitely call him on podcast someday to teach this.
Yeah, to have a tutorial session
on podcast.
Something valuable for our listeners.
Yeah. So
if there are any.
Ari, but the thing was, he actually joined the band for a while. For a while, we actually had two bassists.
There was a decision. We had to make a decision between the two.
No, the thing was, we were waiting. That gig came up, this one, Vadodara.
Baroda one. Raj had some kind of accident or some kind of reason because
of it. No. It was Shadi, bro. He was getting married. Yeah, he invited me to his wedding as well and I did not show up. But I think that was the thing that happened that during that time.
And उसके बाद से राज ने कभी तनवीर से बात नहीं की.
Yeah.
राज सिमरन के पास चला गया ना.
Yeah, that Raj guy was.
I did not see that one coming. Should have.
Yeah, but that Vadodara gig was something.
Oh, it was.
What a gig, bro. What a gig.
More than the gig, the travel and the preparation.
The most metal concert, the most metal set that we played at a non-metal gig.
Yeah.
And the longest set till date.
At the longest set till now that we have played. And the best thing is that we even got some response from the crowd that you won't even get in a metal concert.
Yeah. Right.
Like from getting some response, even 2 to 3 kids to come up and show up in the mosh pit and then headbang to Redneck. Those are like proper Gujju guys.
Yeah, hey, there were
metalheads as well.
Yeah, metalheads were there. I think Adarsh was the cameraman, of course.
Shri Samarth was riding really hard.
Shout out to Adarsh, great guy on the camera.
Yeah, Shri Samarth was there, and he enjoyed his lungs out.
he along with two or three other friends.
Somewhere, someday we will release that clip.
I think in between, I forgot the lyrics, but that guy, Shri Samarth, was singing it so loud.
Tarveer ka audio, Tarveer ka audio nahi aa raha hai, but uska audio pura crowd can listen to.
Yes, it would like fill in the gaps.
Yeah, so very helpful, that guy. Anyway, that entire gig is supposed to have its own episode, I believe, because of what happened.
Man. The Baroda gig was something else only.
Yeah.
it was not just the gig. It was the 2 days that we spent in Baroda and all the adventures that happened around that gig.
It was everything that happened before the gig and everything that happened after the gig.
While we were on stage, we didn't give a fuck about what the organizers are doing, whatever fuck ups are doing, whether the event is rigged or not, or whatever fuck it was. It was like,
by that time, we completely forgot about those things. Like when we stepped on
stage. When we stepped on stage, it was fucking hot, man. It was fucking hot.
Very, very.
It was 43,
45. Yeah. And it was around, I believe, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So it was like,
right, at the sound check time, right? Huh.
At the time of the sound check. So I believe Taylor Haven went before us. Before us, they went for the sound check.
Mm.
So I could see in their faces and their sweaty t-shirts that, okay, it's fucking hot. And I don't want to be that guy, but I had to.
As far as hot performances go, I think it has happened before also. I think Ayush, you were not there, but Rahul was there, I believe.
Delhi show?
No, not Delhi show. In Jaipur only.
At Rock Raiders 2018.
No. It was before Rock Raiders, during the early days. That gig where Ramneet was also there, he gave me a water bottle.
JCRC.
Was it JCRC?
We performed in the middle of afternoon. It was the qualification round.
Right. I remember that was so bloody hot.
Yeah. Sun shining on us very bright.
I had a 3 to 4 second blackout, total blackout. I was standing and all, but nothing was visible. That time, this Ramneet bhaiya, he came and he gave me a bottle of water.
It was like how to get dehydrated in 10 minutes, a crash course.
In 10 seconds.
After you start, right after we started, even I started feeling very fatigued.
It was fatiguing.
Very, very fatiguing. Only 2 songs, but it completely drained us out.
Yeah, though we qualified that one, and the final show that we played, that was monstrous, but we do not have any videos.
That is the saddest part. That is like very sad. We have not even a single clip from that particular evening.
Yeah. Even though we carried a camera, we did not carry the memory card or the battery or something.
The memory card was with someone else or...
Right.
I don't like... let's just not recall that. We already spent a lot of time regretting that.
We'll skip on that. So anyway, guys, how has been your past week and past month, and what is going on? Starting with A for Ayush. So why Ayush, you can start.
It's been nothing, just busy with some office work and then trying to get through shit, and then eventually I get my new guitar.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So everything yeah. ends. Everything ends there. 8 years.
So you want to give us 8 years. Some info about some intel about okay. the guitar?
Yeah. So let me get into the backstory of it. So okay. So like when I was in 10th standard, I got my first electric guitar, so called the Ibanez that we played earlier. So I was just
playing that red one.
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah.
So for 8 years, I've been playing that one. And the day I got that guitar, I was like, the next day, I was like, okay, I need a better one. So I started saving from then.
Okay.
And then it took me like then college and job and everything. So I believe after 8 years of finally saving up all the money, I finally bought a Les Paul. I always was very much fascinated by, you know, Les Paul, the single cut shape basically, and to of get course. An Epiphone and to get an Epiphone with Fishman Fluence pickups. I mean, what else does a guy need?
Oh yeah,
lovely. That's very lovely. So now we have two guitarists in our band who use Les Paul. So
Epiphone
Les Paul. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, performance is our passion now.
Yes. Basically, we are
looking for some brand endorsements. So if
looking so for if, sponsorships,
we are like ghost marketers of Epiphone. And we didn't get paid to do this, but
yes. not at all.
Yeah, hopefully they're listening to this podcast, and hopefully they're gonna reach out. Yeah.
PRS, a very big shout out. Sorry, not PRS. I'm sorry, Epiphone.
Hey,
a big
shout out PRS. To you guys.
Yeah, Gaurav fucked up the scene though. Why does Gaurav have to play a PRS? Tell him to get an Epiphone only.
Are because his ex guitar teacher had the same guitar. That's why.
Big that makes sense. Big brain, man.
I can give you more intel. The first guitar that he had, it was exactly the same guitar that I had back then. Only the its color was black. Mine was red.
Yamaha something.
Yamaha RGX series, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that guitar at your place. Terrible.
Completely dismantled. Terrible.
Completely dismantled. No one can look at that guitar and say that, okay, he must have owned or played this guitar ever in his lifetime. Yeah, it looks like it was picked up from the streets and then it's just kept there. देखो मेरे को ये गिटार सड़क पे पड़ा मिला था सिर्फ बॉडी नेक नहीं है उसमें नेक भी नहीं है सिर्फ बॉडी रखा है
सो द बॉडी इज समवेयर द नेक इज समवेयर नियर द शू रैक एंड ऑल द इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स आर इन दिस वन बिस्किट वाला डब्बा यू नो
कंप्लीटली लाइक सॉल्विंग दैट
या कंप्लीटली
एंड लास्ट नाइट तन्वीर अपडेटेड अ स्टोरी आई बिलीव लास्ट नाइट ओनली तन्वीर राइट एंड यू लुक एट इट एंड यू can't make out that it's an Epiphone Les Paul looking at its headstock because it's so fucking dirty. This guy does not deserve to have a Les Paul, and that too he has a Zakk Wylde signature model. And I got inspired by, like, people buy Les Paul because of Zakk Wylde and because of these icons and Randy Rhoads and all. Now Tanveer has a Zakk Wylde signature model, and the knobs are missing. The headstock is brown with dirt. You can't even see whether it's Epiphone or Gibson or whatever it is.
It survived 4 years of storm. It has survived 4 or 5 years of storm. Like
his plan is to fossilize that guitar while he's playing.
No, the thing is, it survived. Rahul is right. It survived 4 years of college, and in those 4 years, it survived 2 years of possession by Mr. Gaurav Pandey.
And people stepping over it and keeping it at random places
exactly.
without any cover.
So that's why I was telling you not to give your guitar to Mr. Pandey, because for 6 or 7 months, or I think more than that, I gave the guitar to him because that time he did not have a good guitar and he needed to practice. And on this one show, I think Rock Readers, and Rock Readers deserves its own episode.
Completely. Every gig.
I believe every gig needs to have its own episode. Okay.
We can a story for each one of them.
Surely we can plan the future episodes like that. But
Diwali
yeah,
special.
This guy Pandey, he left my guitar somewhere on the floor, after performing or before performing, I don't remember. And some guy, random dude, came and stepped over it. So the thing is that guitar has so many scratches and bumps and all. So if I clean it, those become very visible. And then
Wear your scratches and marks like an honor. Wear them. Wear them as a. You can't run away from them. You can't cover them in dirt, bro. You can get them fixed.
Apparently,
you
can get them fixed, motherfucker. I can let it be.
But you have to cover them. But you have to cover them in dirt. Seriously, bro. Seriously. How the fuck can you keep a Les Paul so dirty, man? The guitar.
Even I can keep my drum kit dirty, man. It's like. Bajane ka bas aur kuch nahi.
Yeah, exactly. Performance is our passion, not cleaning.
Come on, guys.
I don't know. We understand. Like, sometimes I get off my kit and I realize it's so dirty and it needs like a complete cleaning session. But that day, day never comes. But I'll certainly keep your point in mind.
With me, it's the opposite. I pick up my guitar to play and I see it's dirty and I clean it and then I keep it back.
Dude, it's a new guitar.
You're the Monica of our band then.
When I got my first guitar, I used to clean it every day as well. Wait for 1 year or 6 months or so.
Bro, I still clean my Ibanez, okay? My Ibanez is still cleaner than your Les Paul.
Okay.
So fuck you. Okay, you can still see Ivan is written on its headstock, unlike yours.
We'll give the charge of cleaning and reminding us of cleaning to you, Ayush.
Yeah.
You'll see, I'm doing that work without any charges or reminders. So you let that be.
You can put that however, on Asana, bro.
however, you can pay. You can the charges part we can discuss after the podcast.
Okay, pay with what? Cigarettes, beer, Coke, Diet Coke,
Carlsberg.
Carlsberg non-alcohol.
I would like to hear more options.
Anyway, Rahul, why don't you tell us?
Any 420 friendly options are acceptable.
Awesome,
totally. Let's just go to hills and then everything else.
Yeah. Anyway, moving forward, Rahul, why don't you? We got the gist of Ayushka weekend and the week, and he's gonna tell us about his guitar in a complete episode. But why don't you tell us about recent happenings in the Rahul Sinha world?
Okay. So 2 weeks back, I just landed an opportunity. So it was very surprising. Like before that, I was struggling to find a good, decent opportunity. So I was searching through different portals and everything. And out of sudden, like I was bombarded with 3 or 4 different companies. Sabko interview lene ka hai, sabko offer dene ka hai. I was like, ye kya ho raha hai? Why so much demand right? Like out of sudden? So anyway, just
demand for Rahul Sinha.
I believe a lot of our friends also got placed during that time only. So
yeah.
So certainly,
I think it's the shirtless. I think it's the shirtless videos, Rahul.
Irresistible.
Some hungry uncles working in corporate are like, get this guy, okay?
Get this guy, his abs, bro.
Oh my!
Just look at him drumming.
Power.
If I take off my powers, I think it's gonna be most of the male audience. Like I don't believe a lot of female.
But you're straight, right? It's not that we're against. You can be whatever you want.
Yeah, males love metal. That's right. Oh yeah, switching to.
So, is that the reason you got into metal, Rahul?
Oh damn!
So we were at what I have been doing since past 2 weeks. So I got that job, and it was also very unexpected that the company had just completed their 1 year in service. So they organized a party in Bangalore, a get together party. So I went there, and for 5 days we just got together with each other and we had fun. So that's that was what happened the past week, and now again I have started working. And on a random Sunday today, I was just given some work which I have to finish by today night. This is something which keeps on happening. So some pros and cons. So that's it. That's mostly what has been happening since past 2 weeks.
Nice, bro. Congrats on the job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and congrats to you as well. You also landed a great opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Very commendable. So all the working people, congratulations. welcome include to the club.
I used more like a welcome to the world, not just wait.
I just said that. Welcome to the club.
With a grin.
And Ayush, congrats for the promotion.
Promotion, yeah, exactly.
Boss ban gaye ab.
Promotion exactly bhi hai, boss, naya guitar bhi hai.
Promotion, guitar, sab kuch sort.
अब बताओ खुशखबरी कब दे रहे हो? शादी कब हो रही है?
I mean, बस यही पता था, ठीक है, बस यही पता था कि पॉडकास्ट पे भी तुम लोग यू फकर्स यू आर जस्ट बिहाइंड कि मेरी शादी करा दो बस, मतलब क्या इतना क्या है यार, मैंने क्या बिगाड़ा तुम लोग?
इट वुड बी सो मच फन, लाइक
या आई विल डांस माय हार्ट्स आउट और लेग्स आउट और व्हाटएवर यू
completely like I haven't had an opportunity to
as dance. Much as I hate the concept of marriage, I might just do it just to see Tanvi dance.
Yeah, it would be a surprise for like
it would be a surprise for, like
I'll take two blue
Tanvir like
oh no
watching man. Tanvir staying true to his Punjabi roots.
Oh yes, that like rare occurrence.
Red label and blue raban, please.
Oh damn!
Like Tanvir Singh dancing on brown Monday. That is the last thing I want to see before I die.
Oh damn!
Yeah, that would be very funny.
That would be only possible after
just the picture in my head is so fucking. The picture in my head is so fucking funny, guys. The picture in my head is so fucking funny. I'm thinking when it will happen. What will? Well, anyways.
So we both.
I'm not getting married and neither Tanvir is dancing.
No worries, we'll keep looking for a girl for you. No worries.
If you are ready to take that part, you know, on yourself, then yeah, please go ahead.
Are always. Main to karta rehta hun.
Reference mil jayega.
Yeah. we'll make an Excel sheet and give it to you.
Wife referral program.
And ये पूरा सेक्शन काट दे रहा, ठीक है? No one wants to know कि ये तीनों लड़के बहुत जोर से सिंगल है, ठीक है? पॉडकास्ट पे भी यही चल रहा है।
Anyway, let's get to some interesting stuff.
Yeah, okay. So I'll have to leave in 5 minutes. So that is all I have.
अच्छा।
No problem. We'll
no problem, bro.
5 minutes.
Yeah. It's only the first episode. And we have already done, I think, 27 minutes, which is awesome.
And we did not expect that. Yeah, continue.
But yeah.
When we'll be editing, it will be like the material that we can use will be around 5 to 7 minutes. So that is even
nah, bro, this.
No. This no. complete would go.
Yeah, no editing is going to happen.
It's going you to need to edit some part out, bro.
nothing. That's why I made sure we do this on phone so that we can.
You would just put a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Or user discretion.
User
it's discretion. Not for user, it's for us. The editing is not supposed to be for them, it's supposed to be for us.
Right. But the thing is, in this app, you cannot really edit much other than the starting and the ending point. So you're out of luck, bro.
We need a new app.
But let's... there's one thing that I wanted to discuss with regards to drums, actually. But since Ayush has a limited amount of time, so probably we can do that later. But Ayush, how are you feeling about things with respect to with regards to Warcry? You just got added to the Asana work group, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
So we have been working to streamline.
So for that, I mean, this is a stepping stone towards getting into that, you know, that work culture, I believe, for as it's concerned to the band.
Right.
Because earlier, like, firstly, we were like just jamming and then COVID hit us and then we were all on different places with different scenarios. And then it took a year, I believe, for us to get like accustomed with this new lifestyle and all.
Finally,
all of us are placed and all of us have a definitive timeline as to like what our working hours are going to be, when are we going to be free. Like it's all now falling into place in some way or the other.
True.
So yeah, it feels like I think we're going to be
more consistent now. Yeah. Things are going to happen now.
Things are going to happen finally after a long break, I would say. And yeah, it needs to happen. It has to happen.
Yes.
Long overdue.
I believe the convocation is gonna happen this time in person in November. Let's just hope it happens. And if it happens, then we would certainly plan a week or 2 week long trip to Delhi, and that would cover the entertainment as well as our work part.
Surely we can.
And jamming part. So let's just hope it happens. It is much needed right now.
If it doesn't happen from college side, you can still, you know, ask your... Yes. Hopefully your boss is not listening to this, but you can just tell your...
You guys just joined. You need to wait for at least 6 months.
Right. Okay, for your boss to call you out.
Nah, for you to just take a long ass leave.
Okay. Oh,
right. No, actually, with my scene, before even joining the job, the boss told me in the interview only that you must go for your convocation. Because that happens once in a lifetime or something.
Plus,
like that.
The people will let you go because you guys didn't even get to attend the last year of your college. So at least what you can do is at least have a convocation.
Sympathy.
Farewell, yeah.
1 to 2 weeks, so I'm not sure if they will give us. But probably, you know, a long weekend, Friday.
See, a week you can get. You can get a week. But 2 weeks, it's long.
Even 1 week would suffice. Matlab, party
I mean, a week is a lot, man.
Yes,
a lot can happen because if we take a week off, we will probably waste a lot of time. So if we have some time constraints, then we will also stay productive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not burnt.
What if we could stay burnt and productive?
I was just about to say this. You cannot predict that you will be sober in that 1 week.
See, it's good to have aspirations and hopes.
Sobriety is not an option in that week.
Yes.
It's a necessity.
It's a necessity. But I think we will be able to manage. We have trained ourselves throughout the college life, you know, being not at all sober and still getting things done, like performing live.
Yeah, but then the things that got done, they showed that, yeah, you guys were not sober.
Exactly.
Sometimes it works in your favor.
Now sometimes we cannot play with that sometimes.
Yeah, but surely we'll plan it properly. Because then it'll be a long while until we get a similar opportunity again. But with regards to future also, let's try. And as we were discussing last time, Ayush is in Noida only. I mean, will be when his job
Planning to switch the job, but we'll try and remain in NCR only.
Yeah, do not come to Chennai or...
Nah, you guys fucked that part up.
Yeah, we did. that's done.
That is completely on you guys.
But yeah, let's just try and reach Delhi. Chalo.
Abhi main to wahi hu, tumko aana hai.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Let's see what the next 2 years hold for us, and we'll try to come to that side.
Yeah, let's move the bits and the buttons and in that direction, towards that direction, slowly.
Has your practice schedule been? Like, how are you guys managing to play these past days?
So, I have created a pretty good schedule right now because fortunately, my office timings are, they start late. They end late as well, but they start late. So, and my office is pretty nearby. It's only like 10 to 15 minutes from my place. So, I can leave home by 9:30, 9:40 even. So what I do is I wake up at 7:20 exactly. 7:30 to 8, I start practicing. I do my guitar practice. 8 to 9 or, 9-ish, I do my workout. After that, I get ready and then I leave for office. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay, that's great. Like in very short time, you're able to manage 3 things.
getting ready, it's like, just shower and, whatever.
It's just like he has to... change the shirts. As long as he's not changing his shorts,
so,
okay.
Regarding
Tanveer and his shorts, okay. Has to be an episode as well. Tanveer and Tanveer's shorts. Like,
uniform.
That guy was born with the shorts. He was born in shorts. He's going to die in shorts.
I'm wearing one right now.
See, so...
He has a winter uniform and a summer uniform.
In which the only addition is a jacket.
Every Manipal kid knows.
Yes.
He's a blue hoodie in the winter.
So it's a hoodie in winters and it's a black t-shirt in the summers, and that's all that Tanveer Singh is. And every time you let it be.
It's easy to spot me. But right now I have a new uniform, which is the office one. So I got like six same t-shirts from the same brand, the same exact t-shirt, but six in quantity. So I'm wearing the same t-shirt to same polo shirt to office every day.
Oh, that's nice. Like, yeah, is it a black or gray, or is it like decent t-shirt?
Only black.
Oh, black. That's nice, yeah. They
I mean, fucker, you just bought the same t-shirt in five, right?
Yeah, six. Yeah, but that's how things are.
So now you know Tanveer Singh and his
Now you can spot me easily. But yeah. Ayush, how...
As if people want to spot you, right?
even if they don't want to, you'll probably know. Yeah,
if you're looking for a guy who stole your wallet, yeah, then you're looking
easy
for
to spot.
Easy to spot.
But yeah, Ayush, how's your journey with your new guitar has affected your?
See, the thing is, I just realized that yeah, I fucking love playing it. I love the feel of it. I mean, it's all I can sum up is like all the years of wait was worth it. Like, that is all I can say. That yeah, it was worth waiting all those years and finally getting my hands on a guitar that is so beautiful. Sounds amazing.
Trying to sing some romantic song, but yeah, continue please.
See, that's why I'm asking. Change the app so that we can edit this shit.
What's that song called? Whisper something? Careless Whisper. Insert
Careless Whisper. Insert Careless Whisper.
Can we insert that?
I was going for something Bollywood, but yeah, that would be a good idea.
Or Rick Roll us. Or Rick Roll the audience. Well, that will not hold up, but yeah. We can do something like that. As far as it's about my guitar, I'm still awestruck by it. While we're talking, I'm still staring at it while it's resting in its case.
Oh,
so yeah, it's a very passionate relationship that I have with it.
Fishman pickups,
Grover tuners.
Nice.
That's very very good.
Sounds very weird. But yeah.
Nice, bro.
Okay, guys, so disclaimer, I'm not making love to my guitar.
You can totally. And the result would be good music. So you can.
Oh, nice.
You just missed out on the opportunity of saying the result would be a ukulele, but
oh man, that instrument is not in my list.
No, it shouldn't be. It's a curse to mankind to give.
Watch too many Insta reels and now no.
And too many Insta usernames, bro. Many usernames with ukulele. Girl has a brown ukulele, someone has a blue ukulele, a girl with a yellow ukulele, a girl with brown ukulele.
If you bought
a ukulele, you know two chords and you base your entire personality on it. I mean, how is that possible?
But
for someone to base their entire personality.
Ayush, you're gonna offend a lot of people, Ayush.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not afraid of
Ayush is very opinionated about ukulele.
He's an opinionated man.
No problem.
Nice.
Not at all afraid of offending people.
Very nice.
Doing that on an everyday basis.
Good job, man. That's actually good.
That's the spirit. I think that's a constant theme with all the members.
Yeah, everybody is like, yeah, fuck you in the face.
every person.
Okay, this is something that I've seen. Like, except for each other. Like, for everyone else, we're like, fuck you in the face. Yeah. Everyone else, it's like, fuck you in the face. And then we're discussing something, like, something related to the band or the work. And then we're like, okay, guys, can we do this? Can we do that? Okay, so you're doing that. Okay. So it's very different conversation when we're talking to each other. And then when we're talking to someone else, like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Who are you to tell us?
Motherfucker?
My way or the highway?
Our way or the highway. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that could be a song.
अरे दैट इज अ सॉन्ग मतलब
जस्ट जस्ट गूगल आई बिलीव इट इज अ सॉन्ग मैन
इट्स अ सॉन्ग बाय लिम बिस्किट इट्स माय वे और द हाईवे इट्स अ वेरी
ओके आई वाज एक्सपेक्टिंग इट टू बी बाय दिस फाइव फिंगर डेथ पंच बट ओके
इट इज ऑलमोस्ट लिम बिस्किट आल्सो इज क्वाइट इनफेमस दे आर क्वाइट इनफेमस विद व्हाट आई हैव डन बट नॉट आई एग्जैक्टली डोंट नो व्हाट थिंग्स दे हैव डन थ्रू आउट देयर करियर बट दे They have been accused.
Have been a part of a lot of controversies.
Ah, exactly, a lot of controversies.
Yeah. Nice.
But still, like Fred a
Durst
lot
is,
of fans.
Fred Durst is still in some controversy because of his latest ensemble or something like that he did recently. Oh. Okay. I believe he changed the he changed his look, distributed some T-shirts, and then I believe some tours got cancelled. Like a lot of shit happened related to Limp Bizkit recently. So they do keep making it in the news.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's interesting.
Now that we're talking about news, very sad news. We lost Joey Jordison. We lost a couple of more great artists this year and the last 1 year.
I think that will get too heavy for this episode.
I understand that Joey was very influential to us. So we'll discuss that in the later episode. We'll give a proper to him.
Yeah.
I also like to all the people, all the artists that we've lost in the couple of years.
Mm.
It's long due. Let's
finish
with the album or finish with our work, and then maybe we can just, or maybe in the meantime we can just put out some covers for as a tribute to these artists, and let's see what we can do because these were like really close to us as influencers. We really got influenced, inspired by their music, their work. And right. when you get inspired by a musician, the thing is that you wait eagerly for that day to come when you can actually go and see them
live.
Play live. Yeah. And then when you hear a news, something like that, like this, that they passed away or they're no longer there or they're unable to play or they left the band or the band is no longer there. So it some part of you inside that for years you've been keeping, okay, I want to see Slipknot live. Okay, I want to see Alter Bridge live. Okay, I want to see this band live.
Yeah. So,
that part of you gets broken so badly that you know that dream cannot be fulfilled at all, no matter what you do. Like when Chester Bennington passed away, I believe he was an icon that both the metal community and the pop community, and everybody would recognize Chester Bennington given the popular fame of Linkin Park. So when Chester Bennington passed away, I saw, like, I personally felt very broken and emotional at that point because I believe all the metalheads in India started their metal journey with Linkin Park or was a part of their initial phase when you started.
Totally, bro. Totally. Yeah. Especially the song Given Up. That's how...
That scream, bro. Yeah. That scream.
That's how I got into screaming in the first place. That was the song.
So, yeah. I mean, Chester Bennington, when he passed away, I believe even the normies, as we would call the normies or the non-metalhead community, even the pop listening people, they were like... They were like very emotional and everybody was like, okay, man, we did not expect this to hit us so hard. We did not expect this to hurt us so bad. So, yeah.
It's very difficult to make an impact at such a level.
Yeah,
so,
to have an impact at such a level that people all around the globe feel that loss.
Yeah, especially like for us, we have never seen them live.
Mm.
So, that's the extra bullet that we have to bite.
But the great news that is coming, like a few days back, it's that gigs are starting to happening again. Like the Bloodstock open air just happened, and I was very happy to see a lot of bands stepping on stage right after 2 years or so. It was very good.
Arey, I just know Trivium was playing live, and Matt Heafy is ganja now.
Yeah, Matt Heafy got bald. Lamb of God just announced a tour with Trivium, I guess.
Yeah.
Arey, that tour has its own.
Is also there, right?
Yeah. That tour has its own Instagram page. It's going to be the tour of the decade.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah, man.
Or
Lamb of God came to India so many times but never got the opportunity to see them, and I still feel
so many
like,
times.
Okay.
Are they came only once or twice? I mean,
for a metal band like Lamb of God to come to India twice,
dude. That is
that is all.
That is all.
दो बार आके कहीं फिर भी हम लोग नहीं गए,
फिर भी नहीं देख पाए. Chris Adler तो तीसरी बार भी आया, bro.
Yes,
and when Chris Adler.
That's when we had plans to go, but we had some monetary issues.
Exams and monetary issues, both.
More of monetary issues, actually.
More of monetary issues. Because I believe a couple of weeks back, we had Azalea dying.
We did?
Yeah, yeah. No. It was somewhere near.
Later.
No, yeah, no, it was. Pliny was there. Pliny was there.
No. Pliny was way back.
And,
Chris Adler came, I believe, the same month or the next month of the Azalea dying game for the drum clinic.
He came towards the end of November, I believe. And before that, me and Ayush saw intervals in Delhi right after Diwali break.
Right. So yeah, I think Dixit, we missed out because of laziness and monetary issues.
Monetary issues. It is a constant with everything. So
yeah,
that is
okay.
That
so is. Guys, I am sorry, but I'll have to take my leave now.
Surely, bro.
Sorry, we were just about to wrap it up because it's 45 minutes already.
I don't think anyone is going to listen that long. But hey, if anyone is listening, thanks. Cheers to you.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot.
So much for listening to us. And I believe there was something which entertained you.
We're pretty chill here, but we're pretty brutal on our shows on stage.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll see you in future. In public.
Yeah, hopefully we do. Hopefully we do see a lot of people on stage and do come up to our shows and we shall have a good time.
And don't kill me if I enter the audience.
Please do, let him go back. Do scratch him or slap him at least. Just scratch or give him some souvenir. Like after the gig, he's like, yeah, mere kamar mein ghusa mara kisi ne. Yeah,
do not vomit your beer on me.
Yes. All those crazy things.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, I think we can wrap this up. Ayush, I think it has already been like 1 hour. Yeah.
Yeah. 46 minutes, so we'll take that as 1 hour.
Yeah, that's round up.
Close. That's what Indians do.
Round up. Let's round it up. Anyway, great fucking first episode.
Yes.
Of the podcast. And Ayush, happy birthday again.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome night ahead. And Rahul, thanks for coming. Tanvi, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Just a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Just a pat on the back.
So okay, now we should leave, or otherwise we'll just be on this loop of thanking this. Everybody. And
So thank you all. Thank you, Tanvi. Thank you, Rahul. Thank you, everyone. Now I believe we can wrap this up. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
And thank those you. Who are listening it in the afternoon or morning, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. Bye-bye, everyone.
Okay, bye. See you guys. See you next week.
See you next Sunday week. Or Saturday or whatever. Yeah, but next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
But...